Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. Scott, how you bloody feeling after the movie?
Absolutely flabbergasted.
You're flabbergasted? Your flabs are gassing.
They are gassing. I've been releasing some terrible gases from my booty this afternoon. I've been trying to track down this smell and it turns out it's me.
It's coming straight from that ass.
Yeah.
Damn, you got a little cheeky tail.
A cheeky tail? I have a cheeky tail?
I don't know. Do you have a cheeky tail?
We just ate
pizza. I can see a bit of pizza grease on the mic.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
We spent good money on these mics, Scott.
Oh fuck.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I
did see it before we started, I thought I'd wait till we started.
That's not pizza grease. That's just like, I wash my hands after eating the
You're
pizza.
Greedy. You're glut, and you're greedy.
Gluttonous.
Your flabs have been gasted, all
no,
right?
No, it's okay. It was gasted. Only condensation from the water. I have washed my hands very well before touching these mics.
All right, proof. Prove it on air.
Do we want to do like a live stream reaction to me washing my hands?
No, prove it. And that's all right.
There we go.
Point proven.
Thanks.
Do you have a tail?
I don't have a tail.
Quandale family name was found in USA between 1840 and 1860. The most Quandale families were found in and the USA. Wait, were found in and the USA. That's literally what it says on Ancestry.com. We're found in and the USA.
What are you talking about?
I was reading about Quandale Dingle, and then I went on to Ancestry.com to find out the ancestry of the Quandale. But
I don't even know what a Quandale is.
It's Quandale Dingle, bro. Everyone knows Quandale Dingle. He's like that football player.
Is he?
Who is Quandale Dingle? Search him up, and you go to images, and you find out Quandale
Who
Dingle.
Who is
this guy?
Quandale
Dingle. Go search up Quandale Dingle if you want to keep listening to this episode.
Okay.
You won't understand the movie that we've watched without understanding Quandale Dingle.
So, quick segue to that. The movie that we did watch this week was the movie Platform. The Platform, to be exact.
Yeah.
It is our first international movie that we've covered. And we were talking about reviewing another movie for this podcast episode, but Ben made the suggestion that yes, we should cover an international movie because it does say in our bios for both Instagram and TikTok and Twitter that we cover all movies from all nationalities and cultures.
And so I just want to clarify
we're jumping into it.
We would have done an international movie beforehand. We were going to do hashtag alive.
We were going to do hashtag alive, yes.
But then the Batman came up, we're like, oh.
We changed our schedule
We'll jump on
there.
That trend. And then we forgot about hashtag alive, but we'll do that in the future.
I'm looking forward to that
We'll do that at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why
just
not?
Just before the Nug Awards.
Could be a, oh, yeah, the Nug Awards.
We're
saying too much.
Don't anybody say it. Well,
so,
I know you've written a lot down.
I've got a few things to say about this movie.
Hit me down with a point, Gringo.
So, I think, personally, this movie handled its music beautifully. It handled its acting beautifully. The tone and the setting, right? Mm. I'm covering a very broad basis there, but there is one main thing with this movie that lets it down for me, and that is the pace.
Yep.
That's the pace lets this movie down. It is a terrific concept, The Platform. There is so many details that relate to society or are metaphorical for different things that we do in society, how we treat people, and how humans in general of different classes treat people.
Yeah.
But it doesn't handle it well in the pace department. It rushes through too quickly and it gives us a lot of information very quick to the start.
All right, well, I'm sitting in the grandstand right here with the audience and we're going, Scott, you're bloody chirping on like a little chirper, aren't you? You're bloody like a little whippersnapper.
I'm a little bit of a whippersnapper.
How about you give us a bloody example to your hypotheses?
All okay.
Right, twerp.
Oh.
This Bill Nye over here thinking he knows what's going on.
I am Bill Nye, the science guy.
Well, fill me in on some science. Back up this claim, Bill Nye.
Well, at the start of this movie, we get the great amount of information from the character Trimagazi, the old fella, right?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu, when he's speaking to Goring, Nuzzy Goring.
Yeah, Nuzzy Goring and Tiramisu.
That's right. Well, the amount of information that Trimagazi gives Goring at the start of this movie is so dense and is so quick that it just makes you go, like, it's not too fast in its pace, but
It's good, but it's a lot in the first 10 minutes.
It releases too much of the story too quickly.
Yeah, you already know. Like, there's some
things... And it ruins the pace for later in the movie.
Yeah, there's some things that they never reveal in this movie,
mm-hmm.
such as, like, why are they doing this?
Or
like,
what happens after the movie, after the big, big event of the girl going up to the top level at the end.
Yeah, I got things to say about that. That's where my problems lie. But okay, anyway, we'll get there. We'll bloody get there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, why people, like why everyone actually is there or where this is or how this even is built. Why is
how did it start?
How is there a floating platform? There's things that aren't explained, which is obviously given with these kind of movies.
It's part of the mystery of the movie that makes you want to wonder and ask these questions.
But they revealed all the stuff that they wanted to reveal basically at the start. The only other plot points that I think didn't, like, were a thing that didn't get revealed to the end was the daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
The child and how they
I liked that they kept that to the end because at least we had something that was a bit of a surprise for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, because in the middle chunk.
Yeah.
I don't know what else got revealed. Is there anything else?
No, there wasn't anything else that got revealed. It was basically going over the same sort of thing. And I feel like, Trimagazi's explanation for things was so quick. I wish that this movie left us wanting to know the question for longer. And that would have spaced out the time that we got to know things. Like, keep Goring in the dark for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, don't give him any reason to know where he is or what's happening. Like, he just knows his purpose for being here, but he doesn't know how, like, if he's ever going to get out or the rules of this place. Like, give it a bit more mystery for the start and let us go on that journey for the rest of the movie.
Because that plays into his character progression as well. It happens so quickly, him becoming desensitized to what's going on.
So quickly, within the first half an hour, we see...
Less, 20 minutes.
20 minutes,
we'll do bets. 20 minutes, half an hour. Whoever wins gets to meet Quandale Dingle.
That's right.
Nice edit there, bro.
Thanks,
that was
man.
Good.
Yeah, that was a good edit.
The listeners didn't even notice.
I'm just too bloody good at the moment.
You are pretty good. What did I say? The next point I got, first 10 minutes were an exposition dump.
A man got shit on the face. That was totally unexpected and did catch me by surprise.
You know what was uncalled for is we're watching the movie. Oh, we watched that scene. That made me feel super uncomfortable. And then Scott goes, oh no. Let's just rewind and we'll watch it again.
You said that.
Let's watch it
you
again.
You rewinded
and I go,
it, you bitch.
I don't want to watch this again. You're forcing me to see a guy get shit in the face.
You're fucked.
And then you laughed.
Don't blame.
And then you laughed at it.
No,
I'm like,
no.
This is not meant to be a funny scene.
The story did not go like that. We are watching the movie.
This is not meant to be a funny scene.
Ben's like, hey, let me just rewind that for a second. Ben, you bloody liar. Don't lie to the audience.
No, you rewinded the thing. And
don't pin this
me.
On me.
You
poor man
me.
Got shot on the face.
You showed me Baghdad getting shot in the face.
Baghdad, his name is Baharat or something like that.
No, it was...
It's not Baghdad.
There's Tiramisu, Nuzzy Goring, and Baghdad. And then, Shaggy lady, because she's got shaggy hair.
She was, with a sausage dog.
What? Why would you bring a dog into the thing?
Yeah. That is the most stupid thing I've ever seen in my life, and so selfish. You are subjecting this poor animal to the hole, which is what the prison is called.
And she knows about it.
She knows about it. People have asked her in the past, because she's the administration lady, if you don't know. But she knows people bring weapons down here. People are mental at this place. She can't have possibly... not known what's going on if people are willing to bring weapons into this place.
And her plan of saving didn't really go to plan either, did it?
What? Oh, yeah. What is it? We're in solidarity or something like that of each other, or like trying to stand with each other, yeah, and I got feed a bit each lost other's rations. With her.
I got a bit lost. Like, I understood she wanted everyone to be equal and then like share the load and stuff, but I don't know, got a bit lost with her. And then as soon as she got down to a lower level, she just killed herself because
Because they got down to the ridiculously low level. What was
202, and she thought there was only 200 levels. Turns out there was 333.
Yeah, which is not enough food at all. So like her plan would never have worked with the rations. Like they would have run out at 200.
I wonder why though homies care so much about like how particular all the food is.
That is a good question.
I kind of wish that law was like...
that was built upon a bit more.
Wish we got at least a little bit of a snippet. Like, why do they care so much? And why is... like, obviously, it's like they care because then the people at the top get the most luxurious food.
Yes, yeah.
And that luxurious food gets turned into, like, sloppy mush.
It really makes a point, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a bit like Devon. It gets turned into a bit like Devon. You start off with your nice salami, and then it gets turned into a bit of Devon.
Yeah.
It gets squished all up.
Honestly, fuck Devon, man. I'm not a Devon. I'm not a Devon
guy. I don't
guy.
Mind Devon.
Ugh, nah, Devon's overrated.
There was a guy called Brett, and he used to get potato and onion and make like this really nice mash, right?
Oh, and I get know a little story.
And you get a slice of Devon, and you get a scoop of that potato onion mash mix. And it's got probably some onion powder in there as well. Who knows? I don't know what he did to it. Maybe it was a bit of... and then he put that in the Devon slice. He rolled it up, put a toothpick in it, and he said, "Hey, Ben, have a little chomp on my Devon." I go, "Oh, come on, Brett. Come on, man. I don't know. I haven't had Devon in a while. Family's not really into it." He goes, "Have a little chomp on my Devon." I go, okay.
Oh, my God.
I bit that Devon. Life was changed, bro. I'm telling you, give Devon a second shot. Put it on a billboard. Give Devon a second shot.
I will eat Bellina, but I will never eat Devon.
Bellina is Devon, bro.
No, it's gourmet Devon. It's gourmet Devon.
It's just got spices, bro.
Okay. I understand.
Man got shit on his face.
Fuck.
Tiramisu and Goreng were bromies.
They were bromies at the start. They were doing naked yoga together. I loved the progression of them reading the book and stuff. You know what? If they even spanned out the movie for a bit, like showed more of the month together and had a bit more of this connection between their two characters, maybe towards the end of the movie, then it became this cannibalistic craziness when old mate turned on Goreng.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was more interesting than Shaggy Lady.
He was a very interesting character. I'm sad they killed him off early because I think he could have been a good character towards the end, even though he torments him in his mind for the rest of the movie because, you know, being a cannibal, that fucks your chemistry up. Fucks your brain chemistry up.
McGaw was really good as well. Like, that shit looked so real.
That shit did look real.
Did it go in his mouth, yes or no?
100% it went in his mouth. It dropped on his bottom lip. And he was crying, poor dude.
He had a fetish for it. He liked it, Scott.
Oh, no. Poor Bahrain. I think, yeah. Oh, poor man. No, but the gore, wow, they really went all out with the effects department, didn't they?
They went balls to the wall and the butts to the nuts.
Butts to the nuts.
That was pretty good. Self-plug. I liked it. Self-plug, yeah. The stripping, like cutting off his flesh.
Yeah.
Not Goreng's, but cutting off Tiramisu, and then the weird murder lady was like feeding him to him.
Oh, that's fucked.
That was a weird scene.
Yeah.
Like a good weird scene. I liked it. It was needed. It was cool.
I thought that was needed as well.
Every movie needs at least a bit of feeding of another human.
You know what's weird? Is the man, the old guy, even though he was being, like he was doing survival instincts for himself, he was still being, what's the word? I don't know. He was showing some sympathy for the guy, even though he was cutting pieces of meat off him.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't cutting. Boring. He was like, "I won't touch your dick and I won't like, you know, cut your face up and stuff." Like he was taking a bit of his thigh, and even though it's still completely wrong and disgusting.
No, it was pretty nice of him.
It was nice of him not to like just go, "Hey, I'm just going to chop off your John Thomas."
Yeah, I'm going to get these gonads and like have a little 2 meter veg right now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, there was a bit of sympathy and empathy there.
That was nice.
that was nice.
I think the moral of the story, if I'm correct, was that people are fucking greedy and communism can never work.
You know what? Yeah.
Is this about... I thought this was about communism.
There was a lot of... It's about a lot of things. And the class system is the main thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
You know, upper class, middle class, lower class. But then there's also that upper middle class is what his name? Trimagazi was talking about. He's like 48. This is probably one of the best levels that you can be at because you still have enough room in your stomach for more, or to envision what you can get as more.
Mm.
But you're getting the perfect amount to survive as well. You're not getting too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically their rations were perfect, even though that they were disgusting and basically crapped on by the people above.
Yeah, do you reckon people have a shit on the platform?
100%.
People that don't care. So gross, man.
That's what happens when you're in a desperate time.
Well, like, you just shit on a platform.
Shit
on a platform and make people shit on you.
It just goes to show what monsters people can turn into when they get greedy and gluttonous.
God, it's hot. I mean, God, it's weird. Wait, just cut that?
Just cut. Oh, no.
Oh, in post, fix that up.
Okay.
It was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, sure.
It was a slip of the tongue, mate. It was a bloody slip of the tongue. Hit me with a bloody point, mate. You're making the podcast drag on. Hit me with a point.
Wait, actual?
No, hit me with a point.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to say it.
Well,
it's a joke. I don't think it's hot. Just hit me with a point. You're making the podcast drag on.
The idea of the girl being the message in the end. How did you find that?
I mean, how did she survive down there that long? Or was she a figment of his imagination? Because if she was a figment of his imagination, that means all they did was for nothing because it was all in his head.
Yeah.
And how did she survive down there? Because the lady kept going down, right? Mm. All the time.
Yeah.
And no way would she have kept getting put on like the top levels.
Yeah, surely not.
So I reckon the little girl's been stuck at 333 because they didn't want anyone to know that there's a kid there.
Yeah.
How did the kid survive? That just doesn't add up to me.
I don't know, man. That's a bit of a weird thing to think about there. That doesn't really make sense. She did keep going down. And if she was that savage, like this...
Yeah.
What's her name? I can't remember her name. Anyways,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, she went down...
Nose licker.
Sorry?
Nose licker.
She did lick Goring's nose.
That was hot. That was weird. Oi, come on, edit it. Come on, bro. You're making the podcast drag on. You're making it drag
You're
on.
You're such a fucking
I swear,
weird.
This is going to be one of the worst podcasts we've done because every time you start talking, you just start making it drag on. Come on, bro. Get your head in the game.
What the fuck?
It was hot. Come on!
You're such a weirdo.
This is getting weird. Just keep it going. Come on.
So, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea if she was a figment of Goring's imagination or not.
Mm.
I personally liked the idea of the panna cotta being the symbol.
Yeah,
I thought that was sick. I thought that was a genius idea.
I don't know. I actually kind of wish that the girl wasn't real, and then that chick was just a crazy murderer.
Yeah,
and that Shaggy lady was telling the truth. Because then I don't know. Just I feel like Shaggy lady, while she was a bit weird, she still knew her shit.
Yeah, that's right.
And her saying, "Oh, she never actually came in with the child." It's like what? Like that was such
That was such a nice little twist there.
And then it's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind, man. That moment of gold, never mind.
Yeah. It threw it down the hole.
Man, that's pretty fitting.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Because the prison's cold.
All right, you've redeemed yourself. It's bloody best podcast we've ever done. Sound effect.
Snails.
Yeah, they were nice. They looked hot.
My little snail.
They looked nice, like hot.
You're my little snail. But how would you feel if an old man came up to you and was like, "You're my little snail"?
Mm. I'll say, yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad.
I would have thought you'd think it was hot or something.
No, I wouldn't have thought that was hot. I don't know. It's a bit weird.
I would have just given him a hug. I'm like, yeah, I'll be a snail.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
He gets out his old little snail.
He did get out his old little snail.
Oh, yeah. We saw a bit of doodle.
Yeah.
We saw a bit of doodle.
How do maggots get down there as well? If we're on the topic of this old fella with his old fella.
Yeah.
And after
crazy nose licker.
Yeah. Gave him a bit of a whack and then
tiramisu.
Goring shanked him the fuck out on the floor.
Nazi Goring.
Yeah. And, you know, he was left there to just basically rot in the platform, well, in the whole prison. How did the maggots get down there? I don't know, just bacteria or something in the food or...
And how do they get moved?
There must have been like flies that
How do they
down?
Get moved? Who's moving them?
Yeah, that is a... That's interesting.
And who's cleaning up all the bodies?
Yeah.
And, like, you know...
I don't know. It's really... Like, I don't know. There's a lot of things that were left untold.
Yeah, I wish that they did say...
They could have revealed some of those things and cut out a lot of the stabbiness that came down in the latter half of the movie.
You can still have a cool ending that doesn't give you a... like
ambiguous.
Yeah, they want that. And I'll say this because going on forward, we're going to hit a few of these movies with the ending that's like, they're all trying to be cool, like, ambiguous.
That's right.
It works. It does work sometimes.
Mm.
Not saying it didn't work here.
Yes.
But I don't know. I feel like they're trying not to reveal a bunch of things to make it more ambiguous. I feel like you could have revealed more and it still would have been mysterious. You still wouldn't have known what everything, how it was all going to happen.
Exactly. I completely agree with you there. They just needed a couple more plot points to carry the rest of the movie because it was quite a short movie and all of these points, like we said at the start, sorry, I was talking away from the mic then. All of these points that we said at the start could have been carried for an hour and a half easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And I don't know, that it was all in the same setting though. That was pretty sick, except for like two scenes, like the kitchen and then the interview.
But it didn't leave the building of the administration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was...
You know what I was hoping for? When they found the hair in the panna cotta, I was hoping that they were going to send that guy down dead on the platform.
I was seriously thinking that was going to happen.
That would have been fucking cool, man. Yeah. See how fucked up we are from watching this
movie? I know, but there was missed opportunities, though.
Okay, I have a question for you. What would be your food of choice when you were entering the hole?
Zinger box.
A zinger box?
Yeah.
Damn. That is the most respectable choice.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You've cracked the code. Imagine if everyone chose a Zinger box. Oh, you know what?
And then they all had a boxed meal.
They all have, and there's plenty of chicken then.
No, but if everyone has one box each, and then it's just take a box.
You've solved this whole
movie. I've solved the platform.
Wow. Wow. And people want to be greedy and take up room with an entire fucking chocolate cake that's three layers.
Yeah.
When you could just have a Zinger box.
Save money. You don't need chefs. You just need KFC.
The beauty of a box
need teenagers.
Is that... Yeah. The beauty of a box is that you can stack it on itself because geometry exists, right?
Wow.
Wow.
You just
You deserve yourself another fucking high five.
Another sound effect? Wow. Excuse me.
Oh, no. I'm perplexed by your genius.
Thanks, man.
I just want you to know that.
Sometimes, you know, I can't even keep up with my genius. It's just too unmatched.
Mm.
That would work.
Yeah, it would.
Get a bunch of, like, prepubescent teens just putting...
Packs and boxes.
Packs and boxes.
You wouldn't have to hire, like, professional cooks as well.
Oh,
you could cut your staff wages way down and save a lot of money. Imagine how much money they're spending with this organization on all this prime succulent.
Yeah, who's paying
meal
for this? Bloody taxpayers, am I right?
And half of it gets wasted.
That's where our tax dollars are going.
That's where our tax dollars are going to the fucking platform.
Fuck yeah, now
there you go. There are so.
It's an eye opener.
It is.
People think this is fiction, but it's fact.
I liked when the religious stuff was pointed pointed at around in the movie. Like what's his name? Trimagazi. I keep forgetting his name. It's a bit I don't think
tiramisu.
I'm saying tiramisu when he made the comment about people not drinking wine because of their religious.
Muslims.
I think so. Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then there was like the hinting towards like, you know, praying, that theme. Are you a religious man? And he's like, I am today.
Yeah.
Because we're being moved and stuff. There was like that religious sort of theme here and there. And
then religion got shit on.
And oh, the theme of the Messiah as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I think that it fits so well with the theme of gluttony, the sin of gluttony.
Yeah.
It's good that it plays on that. And it's also, oh man, I never thought about this, but each of the platforms, if you think about it, it's like they're going into purgatory, like going deeper and deeper into hell the further you go.
Yeah, that is true. The further you go, the worse you get.
Yeah. See, that's another theme that
they have a lot of layers and a lot of themes and good concepts, but there's just some bits where it's like, God, could have been executed way better. Just seems a bit like you're showing, but you're not telling.
Yeah, I'm on the same page with you there. Okay, have you got anything for me? Some spicy chicken wings you want to like throw at me?
I've got a bit of wicked wings that I can throw at you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Maybe I'll squirt some potato gravy at you. I actually love Mountain Dew because
Mountain Dew is quite nice.
Well, yeah, because KFC are supplied by PepsiCo.
Oh, right.
So that's Mountain Dew, Sunkissed, Pepsi, Pepsi Max. Fantastic. Whereas McDonald's are supplied by Coke. So that's Sprite, that's Fanta, that's Coke.
The other side.
The other side. You tell me who's better. I like Mountain Dew. That's all I'll say. There's no rival Mountain Dew drink, is there?
No, there isn't. There is the one in 7 Up. But that's on the same line, isn't it?
Don't tell me.
Are they the same?
I don't know.
They're pretty similar.
Don't tell me. They just started boinking people's heads when they were going down.
Like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely crack. Like that one chick, I think, must have been.
That was a cool montage of head smashing.
Yeah, that was funny, actually.
Yeah.
But she puts the pillow down, this one lady, and then she. Because they're like, you can't eat for today.
Yeah.
And then she's like, fuck that. And she grabs, I don't know, some porpoise and starts eating like a papaya.
Yeah.
And then he just cracks her in the head.
Fuck.
It's like, holy shit. And then it's just a montage of just them cracking heads.
It was brutal. All right, what's the most brutal part of this movie, do you reckon? In that sort of it wasn't really a montage. It was half a montage and half not.
Probably like the choking bit where he's just blood was spurting out like his hair.
Spitting it out.
And then homie got his head chopped off, decapitated.
A katana's a good weapon to
bring
in. Yeah,
that is pretty good.
Oh, here's another question I have for you, my dear brother.
Yeah.
What would the item be that you would take into the hole?
Can you bring anything?
She said anything.
Anything.
A lady brought a fucking sausage dog for some reason.
Yeah. What an idiot.
So selfish, man. Horrible.
I'd bring a grappling hook.
Oh. See? You're on the ball today.
Yeah.
You're on the ball.
I'm pretty good.
old mate Baharat, I think that's his name. I'm saying it, pronouncing it wrong. He had the right idea with the rope.
Yeah.
It wasn't fully there.
But he was half.
He was on it.
I like Just Cause style.
Just Cause.
Like the video game. Yeah. Rico Rodriguez.
Yes.
I'd get the cartoonish style thing, anything, so then I can make it as video game physics.
Yes.
And I'd just grapple hook out of there.
Fuck.
Straight out.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't anyone do that?
I don't know.
If there's floating platforms in this world, there has to be grapple hooks.
You could
that
take.
Work the same way as Rico Rodriguez.
I mean, like, you could also take. Like a rope with a barbed hook on it as well.
I feel like someone would kick that off too quick. You'd have to be quick. That's why the Rico Rodriguez grapple hook, it's quick. He's like moves 100 meters that quick.
Yeah. Just bang, straight up there.
Or
like a Batman grapple hook too, like more of a gun.
Actually, either that or a jetpack.
Yeah, here you go, sir. Here's your jetpack. Have fun.
They said anything.
They said anything.
Anything means anything. I'd bring a jetpack and just fly straight up. A jetpack with guns on the back. And then I'd fly it into the administration. All the cooks would like go beast mode and get all their knives out and shit. And I'd just get the guns come across my shoulder and just blast the shit out of all of them.
Yeah.
Fly out. And then You're the Best by Joe Bean Esposito starts playing. You're the best around. Never break it down. And then I'm flying into the sunset.
Oh.
Sunglasses spawn on my face and I'm done.
That's a very like 80s image right there.
What would you bring?
You know, I'd probably bring some hand sanitizer.
No.
No, yeah. It's a bit dirty.
That's stupid. No, what a dumb answer.
No.
What, you got to put it in people's eyes when they come at
here.
You?
Here. No, no. You want something that's not going to run out. Something that's, I don't know. There's no use in bringing something like a book because you don't know, like entertainment is not going to be on your mind. It's going to be the fear of what's going to happen next month.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I would bring something like a blade, like a katana was a perfect item to bring.
That was pretty smart, yeah.
Mm. Oh, man, I don't know. I think I would bring like some sort of blade or something, like something that's long, like a spear or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a bow staff, some sort of like, I don't know, modified baseball bat with barbs on it if we want to get real apocalyptic.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shows the difference between us. I want to escape and you want to stay and fight.
Yeah.
Damn, you're such a brawler, man.
I'm such a crazy man. I'm so unhinged.
I'm so defensive and you're so offensive.
But that's so untrue when we play video games, though. We're that is exactly true. The opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just get a big chub whenever I start fighting people. And
you're like, oh, fuck, get on me.
And you just get so scared. You go pale white. Like,
I just back off.
You go Caspin the Ghost. Caspin the Ghost. Caspin. You got any more points?
It looks pretty good to me. I think, you know what? Let's talk about the snail theme, like we mentioned it before. But, did we already say that? Did we already talk about the snails?
A little bit. We mentioned
it. Did we say, we already did mention you the little snail thing. You said
something weird like snails. I was like, oh, here we bloody go. He's talking again. Bringing the ratings down. Here we go.
But that was, I liked it when we found out that his favorite meal was the snails.
Yeah.
After the cannibalism scene.
Yeah.
That was, that was cream of the crop right there.
That was good.
Like, would you eat a person?
Would I?
Yeah. In that situation.
I mean,
would you eat a person or just jump off the platform?
Oh, yeah, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there with you. I could not eat a person.
I don't reckon I'd last a month unless I was higher up. I'd just...
Yeah.
Gone. Why would you volunteer to go into a place called The Hole anyway, though?
To get a fucking uni degree? Diploma?
What an idiot.
What, are you serious? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
How does that qualify you to do anything? Oh, I'm now an astrophysicist because I spent 6 months in a hole. You have no experience as an astrophysicist. Where's the logic in that?
That's very dumb.
That is stupid, eh?
That's lowered my score.
Yeah, has it? That's kind of lowered mine as well.
I'm changing it right now. I'm typing it.
Live Tucker reaction.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I'm not getting any internet reach, so I can't actually change it.
Well, but you can change it mentally.
Vocally.
You can vocally change it. I wouldn't even know.
Hit me with some trivia, man. I'm hungry for some information.
The film was shot chronologically.
Really?
As Ivan Masagu... sorry for the pronunciation, however you want to say it.
That's fine.
Had lost 12 kilos over the 6 week shoot to show his physical deterioration.
That's cool.
That is mad, man.
I'll give props to the acting. Acting was top tier in this. It's really good.
It is good. They are good.
Oh, see, now that makes me want to keep it where it was.
Do whatever you need to do, man.
Okay, I'm going to think about this because you're providing some tasty information.
26 times obvious was said.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Don't steal my obviously. Word. That was a cool little cheeky interaction. I liked that between Goring and Tremagazi. I keep forgetting
Tremagazi. Yeah, you've actually said it right this whole time, I think.
Yeah.
Tremagazi.
I did a cheeky research before we started.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wanted to know so I didn't stuff up and just say old fella.
Oh,
and then it sounds like I'm talking like a dick the whole time.
Good thing I did my research and didn't call him tiramisu or shaggy lady or nose licker. I did all my research.
Yeah.
I would have said that they said obviously more than 26 times. That's just me. Most building floors are numbered from lowest to highest, from bottom to top. But the prison is exactly in reverse, with level 1 at the top. the same numbering system as the circles of hell in Dante's Inferno. Oh,
no way! I was talking about that. I brought that up. The purgatory.
Yeah, you did.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible.
You raised your hand. I thought you were wanting me to high five.
Opportunity's
passed now.
Oh, fuck.
Inhabitants of the third circle, reserved for gluttons, are punished for their exercise, greed, and appetite above on earth. And like the prison inhabitants on the higher floors, hoard what they desire at the expense of others.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but they can't...
You must feel fine and dandy right now.
I feel pretty fine and dandy. But the thing is, though, you can't hoard it because you will die. The cold or the hot temperature change in the room that...
How are they monitoring that? Where's the cameras as well?
I don't know.
I don't get it. There's just little things, like little miss.
Yeah.
Ah, little miss. Won't let you go without a kiss. Oh.
Incredibox. It's a great
video
game.
Go check it out, guys. It's a brand new startup.
Brand new startup. Incredibox on the internet. Free web arcade.
There's a paywall now. You can't get the new song unless you pay.
That's ridiculous.
I know. What's this world come to?
This was a great little nostalgic internet game we used to play. It's very music-based. It's beautiful.
And that's score all. Time, I guess. I don't really have much more to say about hell.
Okay.
It's just interesting.
I'm so happy that connection was made.
7 out of 10 nugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I'm with you there. For the acting, brought it back up for me, it's a 7.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.